Few countries have done as much damage to each other as the U.S. and Vietnam, but the years since that conflict have seen a remarkable connection between the two countries. For 8 years now, a conference called Engaging with Vietnam Through Scholarship and the Arts has built on that connection and urged academics and artists to make most of the concerns of they have in common. Liam Kelly is an associate professor of history at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and a co-founder of the conference, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
When the Vietnam War got underway, most Americans had no idea where it was, what it was, anything about the country, right?
Right, sure.
Obviously the conflict changed all that, but to what do you attribute the post-war interest that Americans have had in Vietnam?
Oh, well, there are a couple things. First of all, Vietnam started to open up to the world starting in 1986, and a generation of which I'm a part became interested in Vietnam at that point. Then you also have the descendants of Vietnamese who immigrated or left as refugees in 75 who have all come of age.
Mm-hmm.
But now you also have lots of Vietnamese who are studying overseas, who are contributing to an international world of scholarship. And actually the real founder of this conference is my colleague at UH, Phan Le Ha, who founded it when she was in Australia. But she is from Vietnam. She got her PhD in Australia and then started this conference series. So this all is kind of showing this mix of people who are interested in Vietnam now.
And prior to the 80s, there really wasn't a significant worldwide community of Vietnamese people, right?
Right. I mean, you're speaking of the diaspora.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's all since 75, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's obviously changed their culture and the culture of places where they've settled, right?
Exactly, because a lot of overseas Vietnamese have returned. But now with the kind of development of Vietnam, there are many Vietnamese from Vietnam who have gone overseas to study and are working. And so the global Vietnamese community today is really complex.
Pre-Vietnam War Vietnam, which was actually two countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
The North Vietnam didn't have much, if any, interest in engaging with the West, or did it?
No, I mean, not the our West. It was part of the Soviet bloc and had very close connections with the Soviet Union and other countries, mm-hmm. even places like Cuba. But again, it's only since the late 80s and that it's really started to engage with the world.
Yeah, it wasn't really a nation that saw itself as having a global reach. Was that fueled by necessity to some degree?
Yeah, I mean, the original opening up of the country in 86 was at a time when the Soviet Union was in decline. It basically paralleled perestroika or the renovation in mm-hmm. the Soviet Union. So that started as necessity. But now I think, Vietnam and Vietnamese just want to be equal players in the world. And so it's driven more by ambition than anything else, I would say.
This started as an academic conference, but now it has included artists this time in the eighth year. What's the rationale for that?
Right. The conference, actually this year it's called Engaging with Vietnam Through Scholarship and the Arts. The continuous title is Engaging with Vietnam and Interdisciplinary Dialogue. So it has always been a multidisciplinary conference. But in the past couple of years, in traveling to Vietnam, some artists have reached out to me, and I've realized that there's a lot in common in the questions we ask about, say, Vietnamese society, and that led Phan Le Ha and myself to decide to make a theme for this year's conference of engaging with Vietnam through scholarship in the arts. And so although it's always been multidisciplinary, this year it is really bringing out more people from the music and art world.
Well, the arts are always seen as an excellent window into a society and a culture. But today's Vietnamese artists do operate under some restrictions, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. But at the same time, they really are the ones who, push the boundaries of those restrictions. And that's what we'll be talking a lot about at this conference, is seeing the kinds of work that people do. It's not really overtly political, but in a world where you are restricted in what you can say, just certain forms of self-expression themselves can become political.
You've certainly seen, in the art of the communist world in past, art that was very much constrained by the government. And you wonder, how much art there can be without artistic freedom.
Right. Well, you know, that was certainly the case in Vietnam. Then in the 80s, as the first foreigners started to go there again, there was this discovery of art that had existed there, and the art world in Vietnam really took off. But the contemporary artists today, I think, are doing – they're a part of a younger generation, and they've are a lot more connected to the outside world, and they're just doing new things that the Vietnamese art world hasn't seen before.
Fair to say that no Vietnamese artist of any age is unaffected by the past conflict, even if they was born long after, right?
That's an interesting question. You know, today the population of Vietnam, I can't remember the percentage, but a huge percentage is under 30 years old. And so, yes, of course, everyone would have to be affected some way. But most kids today who are under 30 grew up in without hardship. They've got an iPhone like everyone else. And that would be an interesting study to see to what extent they are affected.
Well, especially for you as a historian, because, you know, historians know how the past affects the present and the future, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm just thinking of some of the artists whose work will be discussed. They're really more interested in contemporary issues, and I don't see much of the war in their work. But obviously on a larger level, that it's always there.
Sure. I mean, how could you not have a family member or someone
exactly
in a past generation mm-hmm. affected? But that is interesting to see how much artists can leave the past behind, isn't it?
Sure. But I think a lot of artists today are just, there are issues that they're dealing with of self-expression and of wanting to, say, question orthodox views of society and the past. And, a lot of those ideas were developed during wartime. So in a sense, there's that effect on things. But they're just really focused on the present.
That I find that fascinating, just given the weight of history in that particular
right.
country.
Mm.
But yet, and I also wonder, you know, it almost seems to me that so many artists will tell you that it's almost a responsibility to be revolutionary, to be challenging.
In a place like Vietnam, I think there's so much incentive today to get a job where you can become rich and you see all the people around you doing that. So artists who take a different path, they're already revolutionaries in one form. And so just through their lives, they're expressing things that are different from society as a whole, but that say things about society.
Well, it's obviously this conference is an opportunity to learn a great deal more. So thanks very much for coming in and
sure.
telling us about it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Liam Kelly is a professor of history, an associate professor of history at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and a co-founder and conference co-chair of Engaging with Vietnam Through Scholarship in the Arts, a conference at the university. A couple events related to the conference are free and open to the public, a screening of clips from the Queer Vietnamese Film Festival at Moore Hall on Wednesday at 2 p.m., and a concert by Vietnamese musician No Hong Quang at Orvis Auditorium, 7:30 on Thursday. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Từng giọt nắng bên hiên rơi đầy, bình minh đến xua tan đêm dài. Sao lòng em còn nhớ anh
hoài?
Anh, vì đôi lúc anh hay nghi ngờ, để cho trái tim em thẫn thờ. Phải làm sao để anh mãi yêu?